is clear that while we are on the right side, this year, we will not be on the winning side. While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
This is Debbie down in Florida. I was a campaign manager once. My advice would be to stay positive and on point and take garlic and vitamin C like it's going out of style.
Advice from you for the candidates. Is it possible that what went wrong ultimately for Marco Rubio was not enough garlic and vitamin C? Probably not. In many ways, Rubio was the perfect Republican candidate. Young, Latino, optimistic, and at first anyway, an anti-establishment outsider. Five years ago, he was a Tea Party-backed insurgent taking on the Florida Republican establishment and beating a sitting Florida governor in the Senate primary. Last night, after losing his home state to Donald Trump, Marco Rubio suspended his campaign. For more on Marco Rubio, I'm joined by Al Cardenas. He's former chairman of the Florida GOP, now a senior partner at the international law firm of Squire Patton Boggs. Al Cardenas, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, good to be with you, Todd. Tough night last night for Senator Rubio.
Tough night for Senator Rubio and his supporters, and you know him well in Florida. In the end, as we do what I'll call an autopsy here, was it his stance trying to get immigration reform that ultimately sank him with Republicans?
Yeah, that was one of the key components. Look, first and foremost, Marco wanted to come across as the future of America and the party in a positive vein. And 68% of the GOP voters in this primary have voted either for Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, the two candidates who've professed the most anger and the most repudiation of Washington, D.C. And Republican establishment. So clearly, it was very difficult for Marco and any of the other 15 candidates who've dropped out to compete with these two candidates with respect to this anti-Washington fervor. So the mood of the primary voters was not in keeping with the message that Marco was professing. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is he never really had a base, even in his own state, proven by what happened last night. But reason for that is he tried to unite the party, straddle all of the bandwidths of political philosophy, and this is a year where Republican primary voters are looking for purity in the conservative movement. And so I think he was probably the most talented political figure in the primary. His speeches, his debate performances were superior to just about anyone else's, but it was not his climate, it was not his year, and it just wasn't to be. So I think he learned a lot of lessons. This was been an outlier year, difficult for those who are professing a message of unity, problem solving, and coming together as a country. That's unfortunate.
You know, Al Cardenas, in many ways, Marco Rubio's defeat is the perfect symbol for the danger that might be ahead for the Republican Party. He tried to straddle the different constituencies. He supported immigration reform at least a couple of years ago. Young minority, as I mentioned, and trying to steer away when he could from the populist anger that's ringing throughout the rest of the campaign. What does it mean to you about the future of a Republican Party that's headed toward potential chaos here?
Look, the mainstream party, as I know it, has received a total of 30% of the vote in this primary. We're at a fork on the road. You're either going to make a deal with Donald Trump and try to bring some people that can reason to his ticket, perhaps the right VP, others for his cabinet, or you're going to do an all-out war against Trump, keep him from getting the majority of delegates necessary and trying to side with Ted Cruz. But those are the two options. Most in the establishment don't like either option, so we'll see where it goes.
And do you think that Marco Rubio could be that VP pick? Is there a possibility there?
Well, he didn't do himself any favors last night, but and Florida's a key state. A Republican can't win the White House without Florida. Having said that, he should be on the list of potential VP candidates. There are some good ones. He and Paul Ryan and others would come to mind.
Doing better in Florida would have helped Marco Rubio's case. Still the future uncertain for him. Al Cardenas, former chairman of the Florida GOP, now a senior partner at the law firm Squire Patton Boggs. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.